Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody. We're about to start our next talk. My name is David. It's my pleasure to introduce Vadim Troshinsky-Shmelev, who will be speaking on distributed virtual worlds, problems, and solutions.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Welcome. Thank you for coming. My name is Vadim. I'm from a nonprofit organization called OverTV. We develop virtual worlds. Could call it the metaverse, but that's kind of a bit of a dirty word these days, thanks to Facebook. So there we are. Yeah. So who am I? I'm a software developer. I'm the current chairman of OverTV, a nonprofit which supports our work, and I'm one of the active developers of the system. All right, so I expect that a lot of people won't be all that familiar with what we're talking about here, so I have to give a short introduction to what we're talking about. We're talking about systems like Second Life, a VR chat, and they are kind of a very, follow a very kind of similar pattern. They follow kind of a very similar pattern in that, first thing you get is a login screen. So basically, it's a kind of walled garden. If you can access that, you get to access all the goodies. But if you're ever kicked out of it, that's it for you, and all your content and all your relationships and everything else that goes with it. Same issues happen with things like if they happen to go bankrupt. So for instance, it's kind of been rumored that VR chat could have some possible financial problem at some point. Who knows? All right. So to give a bit of context about what we're talking about here, first of all, I'm just going to give a short introduction of what these platforms provide to the normal user. All right. So we have here an open source client for Second Life. First thing is you get a login screen. You're not going anywhere without that. It's a multi-user world. This is kind of old-fashioned. There are prettier places over there. But yeah, basically, it's a 3D environment with no fixed purpose where you can create, socialize, build stuff. there's typically a set of worlds you can explore. On Second Life, this is actually pretty neat in that there's a contiguous simulation. You can actually cross from one world to the next just by walking around. So that creates a huge amount of stuff you can explore, which is larger in space than many cities. This actually costs a lot of money to maintain, which is kind of why they do things the way they do. On some other systems, you also have things like isolated environments that are completely just floating in the void. You have an inventory where you can keep your stuff. That can be objects, avatars, sounds, textures, text documents, things like that. That's all typically kept server-side. You have user accounts, which provide you with a name, profile picture, membership into groups, which can grant you access to places, for instance. Most of those systems also have some sort of scripting language. In the case of Second Life, it's a proprietary one, and not a big fan of that, that allow you to do things. You can do guns that shoot things. You can implement games. You can do various kind of management functions, like deciding who gets to enter an area, who does not. Right. So what do? We are Overte. We are a virtual world in the style of this. We support Linux and Windows, have a distributed architecture, which is very different from what the other systems implement. And we do scripting in JavaScript with V8, so very modern. And we are supported by a nonprofit, which I'm chairman of. So the issue with the previous ones is that, well, Second Life is like 150 million business. I believe VRChat is like 100 million investment. We can't do that. We are a tiny project. We actually are a fork of High Fidelity, which was a kind of a success, commercial successor to Second Life, but that died, so we picked it up. So High Fidelity heavily leaned into decentralization, and we keep on with that spirit. So how do we do it? We distribute server hosting. We distribute content hosting. We don't require logins anywhere. We script in V8. We have we support VR, desktop VR, which is, I think, extremely common in open source. We don't have any kind of a cryptocurrency sort of deal. That monetization is not what we do. And there's no lock-in of any kind. Basically, in structure, our system is something like the World Wide Web. We do both a 3D web server and a 3D web client. This is all kind of glued together with an absolute minimum of things that do have a slight centralizing effect, but are completely optional. Like, we do have an account server, but you don't have to use it. You can just use it anonymously. It's like a 3D web page. When you go to fosdem.org, you don't have to log